This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are in their bye week and won't return to practice until Monday. They enter with a 2-1-1 mark and host Cincinnati a week from Sunday. They're four games in and still searching for some answers in certain areas, though. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Great teams are teams that are consistent on a day-to-day basis, and I feel like we haven't found that consistency as a whole team yet. Either the offense be on, defense be on. We got to find ways to tie it all in together.
And Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I still think there's just little small details on a handful of plays, and we'll go back and watch it on film, but there's just those small details where, in the grand scheme of a game, those are things that it comes down to. Those things that can win you a game or lose you a game, and I think there's just a lot of stuff that we still got to clean up.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers struggled last season to be consistent with their pass rush. After a strong start this season, their effort against the Cowboys wasn't good enough. Packers had just one quarterback sack on Sunday night, that coming from Micah Parsons chasing down Dak Prescott from behind in overtime. The Packers also allowed 117 rushing yards and a 4.5 yard per carry average against the Cowboys. Losing Devontae Wyatt for the second half to a knee injury didn't help, but those two areas have to be more consistent. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.